Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week, I want to talk to you about retirement. And when I look at my father's generation, and I look at retirement as it was in the United States, there were a number of common steps that were there. So what would typically happen, you'd be at your company for decades in many cases, same company. Somewhere between age 60 and 65, you become fully vested in that company's pension. And when that time arrives, they throw you a big party, they give you a nice watch, they pack all your belongings in a box, and you move on to the next part of life. Now, here's the thing. Once you get to that next part of life, then you tackle what we call the honey-do list, right? That your garage is spotless. You've taken care of everything that you haven't had the time to deal with over the last 10 years in your home. And after a few months of that, you start to drive your spouse a little bit crazy because you're around too much. And that's the point at which you put the house on the market. You find a golf course community in a warm climate. And you move. And then you play golf a few days a week. You meet your friends for the early bird dinner. You discuss your medical ailments. And then you drive slowly home in the left lane, frustrating everybody else that lives around you as they try to run home from work. So here's the good part of traditional retirement. There was a pension for those people. And the pension was a beautiful thing because you knew that if you worked for a certain amount of years and put your time in, there was a guaranteed income stream on the other end of that. Now, what started to happen, especially after the last recession, is that employers started to realize that those pensions were a huge liability for them. And if for whatever reason they weren't funded correctly, the company was in a world of trouble. So it bankrupted a lot of companies. It caused what I'll call a seismic shift in the way companies handle retirement plans. So gone are the days of the pension that pays you for life where the employer is responsible for your future. There's a few of those, but they're mostly government jobs and there aren't a lot anymore. Even the government entities are trying to move away from that whole scenario. So what that means is it's really, for most of us, it's up to us to save and manage our retirement. And it's really changing the way people are approaching their golden years. And so this week, I really want to get into the idea of retiring now, which we'll talk about tomorrow, thinking about where you want to be when you do retire. And then also talk about the option of never retiring. And so we're going to talk through some of those things. But in the meantime, you know, as you think through this, you know, start to think about what you might want your retirement to look like. And we'll pick up from there tomorrow. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, just send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. It's just joelbrookman.com. From there, they can get on the links to iTunes or Stitcher and pull in the podcast every day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. So join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about retiring now and what that looks like. And we'll get into details of what I mean by retiring now. I don't mean hang it up and let's do something, you know, and let's sit on the beach every day. I mean, finding what you love so that in actuality, you feel like you're retired. Again, for today, the thought process is just think about what you want your retirement to look like. And we'll pick up from that point tomorrow.